Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bang a gong, get it on. It is that kind of a program here. When you bang a gong, let's see, what else can we bang? I suppose maybe we could bang this, right?
Yeah.
Banging that, that's a gong. And a man who's speaking. Or, otherwise known on the farm as a cowbell. How do you do? Welcome to the last day of February. This is our last day to correctly pronounce February. But it will not be the last day that we talk about library and how to pronounce that. Right, okay, so this is the language expert of the year. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, who is an expert on putting good stories and ideas together so we may discuss them here on this daily program, a conversation about what's mattering, hopefully, the issues, the events, the people, things when you think of what's on the top of your mind. Your mind might be different than somebody else's mind. I'll tell you, after this weekend in California, not only was the weather a concern, but for the first time in an age, I usually rent cars because I don't have a car there anymore. I rent cars from Enterprise. And the car, the quality of their service is good. I like them. Generally speaking, they're not the least expensive by any stretch of the imagination, but they take good care. And I usually stick, though, to American cars. I'll take a Jeep, or I'll take a Ford. I like the Chrysler products, the Dodge, all of the fastest. Because I like to drive fast. So anyway, but I was stuck with a Toyota this weekend. And in this being stuck moment, as I'm listening around to try to get different audio, because I'm an audiophile, I'm looking for an AM radio. You think I could find an AM radio? No. Well, actually, eventually I did. But it took me about 3 million times to find the AM radio and a couple of days of fiddling around with all of the gobbledygook that was on the screen and the devices and all this other stuff. So I started thinking about all of the push from Tesla and some others, some of the foreign companies that are like BMW that are going big time into electric cars. And then from that, there has been these automakers are trying to not include AM radio. I guess there's a better way of saying they're trying to exclude.
The EV ones, yeah.
Yeah, right. They think that they interfere with the operation of the car. But then there are cars like this Toyota, this regular car, that doesn't have AM radio in it because the people who design them are young. And they say there's no need for, what do we need an AM radio for? Do you know that most of the stations that are carrying this program, of the 428 stations that carry Doug Steffen Networks, there are probably, let me just go back there, like 370 of them, maybe 340, but somewhere in the 340 to 370 range are AM radio stations. So you disconnect people who are listening to this program, the arrogance of doing that is something that really bothers me. I'm deciding because I know best. Who the hell are you to tell people this is a good way not to sell cars?
Well, you that's what sports. People listen to AM radio for their live sports games if they need to drive or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Not that they aren't oftentimes put onto FM translators or FM signals these days. News stations in most of the big cities, every one of the big cities have AM and FM news stations, or they carry the stations the same, but they are carried on both the AM and the FM side. Understanding that the clarity of the FM signal is better in many instances than the AM signal, and that's because of the GD federal government, the FCC, not doing its job, not doing what it's supposed to, once again, because for whatever the reason, it doesn't care. There's a way of digitalizing the AM signal so that it sounds as good as the FM signal. Who's working on that other than the broadcast business itself and some other ancillary connective tissue that we have. Other than that, there's nobody working on it. So just keep in the back of your mind the whole idea of technology, how AM radio has affected your life to this point, how it could affect it, and why would you, who the hell are you to tell others that they don't need it? How dare you tell me that I don't need it? Now,
and for all the ones who are like, well, with the electric vehicles, AM interferes. Well, how about you fix your vehicle and make it properly?
Yeah, hello. It's easy enough to do with certain resistors that you can put on various electric essence, the essence of your car, the electrician, the electric side of it. You can put different resistors and transistors and things on it so that it would work. Okay, so let's step into this puddle a little bit further, not necessarily with regard to AM radio. I'm for the AM radio initiative. I am also for something the Biden administration yesterday announced that is big time, and the impact on you is probably as significant, maybe even more so, depending on your age, than the AM radio thing. The Biden administration says to the federal government, if you don't get rid of TikTok from top to bottom in 30 days, we're going to have a problem with you. No more TikTok on any federal device. Now, given the fact that there is a lot of hubbub about the Biden administration's relationship to the Chinese government and the communists and all that other stuff, I thought this was doubly significant. First of all, the fact that TikTok is a direct connection to the Chinese communist government, and people know that. But then there's the other side of it. This is an age game. And the age game is the question that I have about people knowing this is a Chinese-owned app, and the fact that they're spying, they have the technology in the app to pay attention to you, what you're doing, how you're doing it, when you're doing it, and that is all the database, kind of like the balloons and everything else that they're trying to do.
Especially on the federal level, they're worried about data getting into the wrong hands. And Canada is actually doing this ban, too. They announced that this week.
Yep. So anyway, I love this, the Biden-Harris administration. It's about as much the Harris administration as it is the Stefan administration. What a joke. Anyway, so the administration has invested heavily in defending the nation's digital infrastructure. This is their PR statement. But, you know, whether they have or they haven't, I'm not sure that they have. But in this circumstance, this is called guidance. I love that. Like the CDC, they used to have guidance on COVID. Well, this is the government saying, you better stop using TikTok. When the government tells you to stop using TikTok, you probably ought to listen, because there is, you should be listening, because it's dangerous. So they have said to the Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, State Department, everybody else, TikTok is banned for security reasons, period, end of story.
Well, to touch on the comment you just made, Doug, if the government tells you to do something, you should do it. You should first ask why and do your own research and look into why they're saying that. Because, of course, there's a lot of things that maybe we shouldn't necessarily follow. But it's, again, the conversation you and I are always having. It's about learning how to think and practicing that rather than what to think. Don't just blindly follow something. Ask why you are being told to do something. Do your own research and look at multiple outlets. Don't even just look at one article of one news platform. Look at all of them. See what everyone's saying, because so many people spew opinions and opinions get turned into facts somehow.
Depending on how you're getting this information, the headline reads, Biden administration gives federal agencies 30 days to ban TikTok. What you're not told in the first sentence or the first paragraph, or maybe even on the first page, is that Congress is really responsible for this, because a bill passed in December banned TikTok from federal government devices, and this was the government spending package that kept everything from, I guess, going into the abyss in terms of keeping the government going, the spending package. So anyway, that law gave Biden 60 days to send instructions on the ban to agencies. So this is not really President Joe Biden saying, he didn't even know whether he had it on his phone or not. It's an app, but people can send you. I get people sending me TikTok videos all the time. I don't have the app, but they can send you stuff. And I think that's what motivated, if I read between the lines, the Canadian government to ban TikTok on all government-issued devices. This is a high security warning. The concern about the government of Canada or the government of the United States or governments anywhere with all of these millions and billions, actually, of monthly active users between Canada and the United States, the info that falls into the hands of the Chinese government. How much noisier do we have to be in order to get this up, you know, into the heads of people who make these TikTok videos every day and think they're really cool? Wouldn't you think, see, all these people that are always on to, oh, I'm a patriotic American. Well, if you're using TikTok, you're not a patriot, period. If you're using this direct connection to the Chinese government so they can spy on you and me and whomever else, then you are not a patriot, period, end of story. So if you understand what patriotism really is all about, it would seem to me you'd be eager to dump this. Hopefully the days are numbered for TikTok. That's what I'm thinking and hoping. But I guess the other side of this is, are we teaching youngsters? Do you think teachers? I'm sure they are. Teachers are using TikTok all the time for class lessons. You know, we'll do this. Okay, go home. Your homework assignment tonight is to go home and create a TikTok video about ABC
or
D.
Well, the thing is what you can do on TikTok, you can do on Instagram as well. And there is a certain
YouTube
area of... There is a certain area of be conscious of what you're putting on social media, period, regardless of the platform. But the big issue with TikTok is that by whom it's owned and the kind of information that can be taken that you don't have that with the Meta-owned properties of Facebook and Instagram. You don't have that with Twitter.
Yeah, it's really, I think that you got to wake up to and smell the roses or the rats here. And the Chinese government is a rat. And they're in your phone, so you better get rid of the rat in your phone. Don't use TikTok. End of story. 18 after the hour.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Celebrating living legends of Black history, brought to you by Charmin. Back in a moment.
We all gotta go, right? But why not enjoy the go with Charmin? You need something soft and long-lasting? Well, they got you with Charmin Super Mega Rolls. Charmin knows softness counts when wiping your hiney. Charmin is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Now, I don't know about you, but my family can run through some toilet paper. But not with Charmin and their long-lasting Super Mega Rolls. We all go, so why not enjoy the go with Charmin?
With a warm, genial presence and a wise, authoritative demeanor, Morgan Freeman has been the perfect fit to play presidents and even gods. He began performing in school plays at age 12, but it was by age 50 when he won his first Oscar nomination for Street Smart and later an award for Million Dollar Baby. Morgan Freeman remains one of the most respected and beloved figures in modern U.S. cinema, celebrating living legends of Black history with Charmin.
Yes. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here, the Stefan deal, the Stefan gig. I'm Doug Stefan with Jay Kirshner at Social Media Time, where we dig around in things that are applicable to celebrities usually. Not always. Some of the media that we talk about are the things that you send to us on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air. But it's not, you know, we have to vary the content. How about that? And so Jane Fonda is in the focus. She is showing up now for a new role. And at her age, this is kind of surprising that she's just gotten this role fixed in her head. We'll talk about her role after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new play.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
All right, so Jane Fonda from the Fonda family. Peter, her brother, an actor. Her father, one of the most famous actors of the 20th century, Henry Fonda. She has talked a lot about her relationship with her father, and wasn't very good because apparently he didn't know how to be a father. Well, now she's admitting she didn't know how to be a mother.
No.
So she's trying to show up at this point at 80 years old. She's talking about being a better mother. She says she was, quote, not the kind of mother that I wished with her 3 children. But now she's trying to to show up. I thought she was 80, but she's 85.
Yeah.
So 80 for Brady.
Better late than never. And yeah, great to acknowledge that. She has her three children are 55, 54, and 49. And she has even said that they are wonderful. They're talented. They're absolutely amazing. And that one of her hopes is that when she dies, she wants her family to be around her. And she wants them to love her. But she wants to have earned that. And she's working at it. She even acknowledges that I just didn't know what to do, and now I'm trying to show up now.
I don't know. You didn't know what to do. That's kind of a lame excuse. If you're really interested in it, you apply yourself like it is, like you apply yourself to a role in a movie.
I think some people it doesn't come that easily.
No, it does. It doesn't come naturally by any stretch of the imagination. She had a couple of different husbands. Roger Vadim was the father, I think, of one of her children. She's married to Tom Hayden, and he was the father of the son. And then she had Ted Turner as her third husband. So, anyway, she's all over the place in the movies now. Really gotten a lot of attention because of the 80 for Brady movie, but she's in two new movies that are coming out. One of them is with her pal, what's her face, from
Grace and Frankie. Yeah,
Grace and Frankie, right. Why don't I remember?
I know. I'm looking at her face right now, and I cannot remember her name either.
Anyway, so there's that. And so she shows. I wonder if she's showing up for her grandchildren. See, that's what I find important is I put the two of them together, my children and my grandchildren together. So anyway, I guess better late than never is the way to look at it, okay? Right? 28 after, this is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit Omega Tax Credit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. After the Department of Energy announced the origins of the pandemic more than likely started in a Wuhan, China laboratory, the White House is backtracking the statement after China denounced the DOE statement. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby.
The president made trying to find the origins of COVID a priority right when he came into office, and he's got a whole of government effort designed to do that. There is not a consensus right now in the U.S. government about exactly how COVID started. There is just not an intelligence community consensus.
California is being hit with more severe winter weather today, as forecasters warn of heavy rain and snow. It will continue along the West Coast through tomorrow. Schools and roads across Northern California remain closed, as the National Weather Service said the region faced two more rounds of heavy snow and dangerous blizzard conditions. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, you have a good day, dear.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Tuesday, Doug Stephan Good Day program, February the 28th, last day of Black History Month, of Heart Month, so that means in March we have spring to look forward to, lots of good love, the Pisceans are working actively to make the world better, hip hip hooray.
Yeah, going so, with the flow and telling us all to just chill out.
Yeah, chill out. Okay, if you chill out, the good news is you'll live longer. There are five sleeping habits in the good news department that can add years to your life. These have Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a very important part of this program, is very keen on all of this information. So this applies to you whether you're young or you're old. If you are not healthy, much of it is probably due to the way that you rest. Do you have good sleep habits or not? So here is something that's going into the American College of Cardiology's annual scientific session. The study finds that young people who have more beneficial sleep habits are incrementally less likely to die early. One of the many factors, smoking, exercise, all of that stuff. Also, your intelligence quotient. The smarter you are and the better you are about keeping your brain active, the longer you're going to live as well. So anyway, if you look at the info that's here, Jay, 8% of people who die from any cause that has a connection to sleep patterns, that you can change that. It's one of the most easily addressed things. Your life expectancy, if you're a man, is 5 years greater, and if you're a woman, 2.5 years greater, if you get a good night's rest. That is 7 to 8 hours a night. Make sure that you go right to sleep when you go to bed. I think you and I were talking about that the other day, right?
Yeah.
Get the pillow and we're gonzo.
Yes, exactly. Well, and also, depending on what time or when in your sleep cycle that you actually wake up, because if you're waking up in the deepest part of your REM cycle, you are going to feel more tired than ever. And it doesn't really matter how many hours of sleep you got, but if you are waking up at the lighter part, you could have a 20-minute nap almost. And if you wake up at the right time, it is amazing.
Well, napping is also good for you. The other thing is that you ought not to be using sleep medication. All these ads, these drug companies that are trying to drug you from morning, noon, and night.
Well, yeah, but you're falling asleep, but you're not getting quality sleep. You're not getting that body-restoring sleep. And I can't remember which one it is, but I think is it melatonin? One that people will take because it's supposed to help them fall asleep, but then at the same time it gives them, like, the most vivid, scariest nightmares.
That's valerian root. And, well, it actually, melatonin, too. Both of them give you, not nightmares, but, very dramatic, enough to wake you up kind of dreams. Yeah, right. Anyway, so the information in terms of sleep aids, I would question, as they look at the sleep medication department, whether we're talking about the things you just mentioned, whether it's you have a supplement that helps you go to rest, go to sleep better, or whether you're taking a drug that helps you sleep. If you take a drug, it's worse. Valerian root and melatonin also will affect you in terms of the vividness of most people, anyway, the vividness of their dreams. So anyway, I guess some of this is common sense, frankly, right? When you get down to this, how many years have we been taught? I think, actually, though, Ken said the number had changed recently from 7 to 8 hours to 6 to 7 hours. I don't know whether that sort of complements what you and I do, in the sense that I'm fortunate if I get 6 hours of sleep a night, but that has been how I've been all my life, so it apparently hasn't affected me because I'm a napper. And my son-in-law was saying to me the other day, we had dinner at Megan's house on Sunday night, and we were talking about, you know, me taking the red eye and how I can catch up. Yesterday I had I had a nap. It was about 45 minutes long, and it helped me finish the day. And then I went to bed early last night and had the kind of sleep that I normally get on each night, because going right to sleep is important. I happen to have vivid dreams, though, and that's the last couple of years, I think, I've had more vivid dreams. I don't know if it's just my mind is continuing to work, and I can remember a lot of the things that I'm dreaming about when I first get up. But after I get started, let's say, doing the radio program, that stuff all goes from my mind.
Oh,
you have that same experience?
Yeah, that's right. I think a lot of people will keep journals next to their bed so that they can write down their dreams immediately upon waking, because unless it's something super specific or that really kind of rocked your world, you don't typically will remember it the rest of the day through. Lucid dreaming is always one of those things that I've been fascinated by. If I'm having a nightmare and I notice something in my nightmare that is not part of reality, it's like I know in my dream while I'm asleep that this is a nightmare, and I can consciously change what I'm dreaming, which also is not getting quality sleep if you're doing that. But
hope a word to the wise is efficient, something to be thinking about. Also, around the country today, let's start in your hometown of Cleveland. The Cleveland Zoo some monkey business going on. According to the announcement that came from the Ohio the zoo's Facebook, there's a new swamp monkey. What's a swamp monkey? I never heard of a swamp.
It's just this cute little monkey.
Why do they call him swamp monkey? That's not very flattering.
It's not very kind.
No.
Are you offended by the name
of the
swamp
monkey? I don't know if I'm offended by it. It just doesn't seem as got to be a better. Why do they just call him a monkey? There are different kinds of monkeys, I guess.
Well, they're from the Congo, and they're just kind of like these little tiny, what's the word, marsupials.
Yes, that is a good word for them. So the mom's name is Luella. The father's name is Fen. That's the first swamp monkey, as I said, born in the zoo for about 12, 13, 14 years. Nice shots of the new arrival clinging to its mother. Isn't it amazing how mammalians stick to their mothers instinctively? First thing they want to do is nurse. Isn't that it's the amazing thing about how the universe, one more amazing thing about how life is and how life happens.
And how it's like it's nature to really just be that way. But one thing I do want to point out that I've noticed in a lot of zoos recently, which is great, whenever there is a new animal born, remember back in the day it was like the sex had to be announced right away and a name and all of that. And what zoos are doing now are they're announcing the birth, but they are letting the parents and the baby just be, and they are not checking for the sex. They are not trying to name it. They are like, let's just let them be as they should be. Let nature do its thing for a minute.
Yep. All right, so you can take Zach. You can take Mac to go see the zoo. I'm putting the Z before Mac instead of before.
Wouldn't that be cool if they named the monkey Zach?
Zach.
It's like you had a premonition of it.
Zach. All right, well, let's see what happens. Also in Ohio, as long as we're going around the country, this is on the bad side of things. A lot of people who live near where the train derailment took place are getting sick. A lot of health conditions. Exposure has brought on a massive number of people with bronchitis, among other things. The chemical exposure will get right into your lungs, into your throat.
Well, you have the irritation of just what's in the air to begin with. And then I'm really interested in seeing what happens down the road, what kind of culminates from all of this.
Yeah.
And these are people, nobody wants to stay in this area when this happens, but it's not like you can just put your home up for sale and try to move out because nobody's trying to move into this area.
Nobody's
going to
buy anything in that town. No, of course not. So anyway, they're going back and forth on, you know, who's to blame, how we're going to fix it, yada, yada, yada. Also, there are a number of people with rashes and nausea and vomiting, bloody noses, eye issues, the coughing and wheezing that's associated with bronchitis.
But it was safe to go back. It was safe to return.
No, it wasn't.
No. Yeah, that was my sarcastic voice.
Yeah, I know it was. So a lot of people have been put on steroids. Inhalers are being used, that sort of thing. Center for Disease Confusion says that these are all common symptoms of chemical exposure. Other people are reporting that they're dizzy, they got headaches, they have these irritations, their skin, their throat, watery eyes, burning eyes, that sort of thing. So anyway, the feds, the people that are in the bag with the railroad company are saying, well, we're not sure yet. We got to test in the laboratory. You're so full of crap.
And then also pointing out that there are no lab tests. There's no imaging test to really figure this out. It's just one of their quote-unquote clinical suspicions that, hey, it should be reasonable to say if you have a rash, you have dry skin, you have dry eyes, dry nose, any of this stuff, it could entirely be related.
Okay, elsewhere around, let's go a little south of Ohio to Kentucky. We continue to go around the country. Police there have reunited a monkey with its family. Animal went missing during a car crash. There's another monkey story. There's a lot of monkeying around going on this week, it would seem, Jay. This is a pet named Max, back with his family after disappearing. Car crash took place in Lexington. The family was driving with the pet when they got into an accident on I-75. The officers weren't sure, they got the call, my monkey's missing.
I think this happens a lot with animals in general. People lose their dogs all the time if there's some kind of car accident.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. So they haven't found the monkey yet, though, right?
They did.
Oh, they did? Where'd they find it?
I believe they did.
I can't recall
where they found it, but there was a picture of a police officer and the monkey, like, trying to get
Max.
A bottle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a bottle of water, I should say.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, probably scared to death before the thing. I don't know.
Facebook users were saying it was a job well done and offering Max some hydration once they did find him.
Yep. All right, let's see. Where else are we going? Around the country, the Marshals Service hit with a ransomware attack. Okay, here we go again with the TikTok kind of stuff. The Chinese, the Russians. Officials determined that the incident constituted a major incident. So this ransomware, malware, if you will, locking up the computer until the ransom is paid. The Marshals Service disconnected the affected system. Department of Justice is investigating. The system contains law enforcement sensitive info, returns from legal processes, administration information. So somebody's trying to get in there to change their record, right? Wouldn't you bet? This is like an episode of Law and Order.
Just also the intelligence to be able to hack into something like this. Well, but with ransomware, they are doing something because they want a ransom. They're holding things hostage.
Yeah.
And to even just have the intelligence and the know-how to do something like this, can't you find a better job that you can use some skills?
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendo Vice.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Three after the hour. Now it's time for Food, Farm, and Family, or Farmly Food and Flowing. It's all of those things, right? Today, our celebration, the celebration of the day, is National Pancake Day, celebrated on February 28th. The pancake, prepared with a batter made from milk and eggs and flour and a little oil, maybe. It's good for you. Cook it in butter. There are lots of different variations, but it's a worldwide phenomenon, right, Jay? Johnny cakes, griddle cakes, hot cakes, right? It's the same. Waffles are the same thing, only they're a different shape, that's all. And apparently, this item goes back 30,000 years or more. It's probably the oldest breakfast food in our history. Goes back to the Stone Age. There was pancake batter found in the stomach of Otzi, the Iceman. Remember him? His remains 5,300 years old. The pancake first appeared in Middle English, the word anyway. But if you go back to ancient Greece, the Roman Empire, it was referred to as a sweet, in a manner of speaking, flour, olive oil, honey, and oftentimes they used curdled milk to make it. Why not? And so the story of England, the story of Europe, is flavored with all kinds of stories about pancakes. Saw what I was doing there? Some people have made them pancakes with, sherry and other liqueurs, right? You don't have to put syrup on your pancake. You put thick liqueur. What's that stuff? What's that sweet stuff that is an after dinner aperitif? It's thick.
Now all I'm thinking of is like French hot chocolate.
No.
Some people put, what is it, compote? Compote?
Yeah, something like that, right. Yep. Okay, so at any rate, this is a popular feast day, and there's something, maybe there's no. The fact that it happens during Lent, I wonder what significance that is. Because Lent's been going on, not as long as this. Pancake's been around longer than Lent. But people start having it on after Fat Tuesday. I can't imagine this is good to have during Lent if you're trying to give up eating rich foods, because consuming pancakes can, you know, with a lot of the
that's why you have it on Fat Tuesday or Shrimp Tuesday, Mardi Gras, all that stuff. Yeah, because that's when you just have all of the goods before you go kick off fully into the Lent.
So if you go to the IHOP today, do they have a celebration of National Pancake Day? I would think IHOP, the pancakes.
I would think probably IHOP, Waffle House, something like that. But also, why would National Pancake Day not just always fall on Fat Tuesday?
Because
Lent and Fat Tuesday and Easter and all of that are never on the same day.
Yeah.
So now you have National Pancake Day that is right smack dab in the middle of Lent.
The biggest pancake ever made was 16 yards across, weighed 3 tons, and was flipped over in Rochdale, England in 1995. That's a very good question. Thank you. Bisquick. You know, use, instead of pancake batter, now there are new pancake batters that are good for gluten-free people like me. I remember Bisquick when I was a kid. People would use Bisquick. It wasn't just a pancake batter. It was, you know, you use it for a lot of different things. But I remember Bisquick, frankly, is the first. My mother used to make pancakes once in a while, and she used Bisquick. So there you go.
Nice.
Fruit recall today. Let's see here. This is a company called Jan Fruits of Vernon, California.
Yes, enoki mushrooms. Enoki mushrooms cannot catch a break this year.
No, but why is it a fruit company that's selling mushrooms? I looked at this and thinking, why does a fruit company sell mushrooms? Why isn't it a mushroom company selling mushrooms? There's a question. The listeria problem with this particular type of mushroom, enoki mushrooms, that's what you have to be careful of. There are short-term symptoms sometimes when you have a listeria infection. Sometimes they're long, these mushrooms come in a clear plastic package, and they are grown for the most part in Taiwan and elsewhere in Asia. So if you see this, again, the bottom line here is bring anything back that looks like this with the enoki or Jan fruits on it, bring it back and get your money back. Okay? That's the only thing that makes sense. Don't be asking, but you're wasting your time. Bring it back to the store and get your money back. Full refund. That's what you get. All right? That's it. Food, family, farm, that's how we come together here. 59 after the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.